these young girls are in traditional dress and often, in fact always, bare-chested. We are living in a world where it's the hashtag MeToo generation.
100%.
And so the algorithms from Google are not understanding that there's a nuance, that there's a context, and the algorithm is identifying these videos as pornography. Joining us on the line is Lazi Dlamini, who's the head of TV Yabantu. Good afternoon, Lazi. Thank you so much for joining me. Well, for joining us.
Good afternoon. Simon and I.
Thank you so much. Okay, so.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much. Lazi, did you hear what I was saying? Did you hear the context and would you agree with what I said?
Yes. Yes, I agree with what you're saying, but I heard you mentioning the word of the algorithms, right?
Yes.
You see, an algorithm is actually computer-generated information.
Sure.
So when you talk about algorithms, you can't use algorithms as an excuse for continuous abuse that they have and harassment of these young children and girls and women, right? Because an algorithm is actually set up by a human being. And especially if with Google and Facebook, it's got nothing to do with an algorithm, because we've had actual meetings with these CEOs of Google, of Facebook. And basically they insisted that this is their policy, this is their community standards, and basically they did not welcome this kind of culture in their platform. Yeah, then we didn't question them. They say, you are based in South Africa. You are here to preach about globalization. You are here to tell us that it's a equal society. Everybody's welcome. It's about community. Then we want us as coming up as a community, that's a traditional community, and you don't welcome. So in what way do you say you're preaching about community and globalization and acting as a global platform? They cannot give answers to that. This is why they've continued to delete their images and delete their videos and age restrict their content. Even if there's like a 6-year-old dancing in traditional attires, they age restrict that content. So the information that they're sending to the users is actually very inappropriate.
Lazi, you're quoted as saying, and I'm just going to read this one sentence, it's time to stop racism towards women and children. Abuse in any format must be punishable. The continuous harassment, discrimination, hate and degradation of African women by Google and Facebook must immediately stop. Those are very harsh words and very strong sentiments. Could it not be seen as just perhaps a lack of cultural sensitivity rather than an accusation of racism and hatred?
It is partly racism and hatred, because once a person has been spoken to and been advised correctly in the first manner, they should actually have responded in kind and say, well, we're doing something to work on it. But basically, they've ignored all the protests that the girls have showed them, and they continue to delete the video, arrogantly so, after speaking even with the communications manager, I think it's Foshim Sibanda from Google himself, said, like, there's nothing you can do because those are company standards. So it's not because there's nothing that they can do, they're just not willing to cooperate, because the law in this country allows them to get away with anything that they feel like doing as the dominant organizations.
Okay, so allow me to zoom out for a minute. And the bigger picture, one of the reasons that Google puts these things in place is because of the increase in pedophilia, the increase in how women are being sexualized. Yeah. So would this move not in some degree be protecting the girls?
Of course, this protects the women because it makes them become aware of it. I mean, you see, African culture is something that have existed for years before all these rap and,
sure,
and all these things came up. And actually, most of them, where I think women abuse comes from, it comes from being misinformed by these much bigger organizations like Google and Facebook themselves, because these are the companies that are supposed to be informing and educating people. But when you miseducate people by giving them ill-informed choices, then people follow those choices. So when Google, for instance, see that this is an African video, is an African young girl, she's proud of her culture, she's celebrating her culture, it's a birthright, it's ancient, it's who truly she is, and she's enjoying that, then Google must say that this is African culture, this is how they've been practicing for all these past years, enjoy it. But when you're going to say this is inappropriate, this is nudity, it's not allowed, then age restricted or deleted, you are teaching people by giving them ill-informed choices. So it's all about the leaders.
I hear it.
Who must lead correctly, not give people misinformation.
It's a very difficult, very sensitive subject. I mean, I'm thinking in the South African context, what you're saying, I understand and I hear. Let's move it to a place like Somalia, where part of the culture, there's female genital mutilation in certain communities. I mean, what does one do in a situation like that? What's the expectation from Google and Facebook when certain people might be propagating those customs?
Yes, but for Google, if they want to say you're on a global platform, you're going to have to include everybody as a global platform, not everybody trying to adopt into whiteness or trying to adopt into Western culture. Sure. If we're talking about respect of one another and globalization, we're talking about everyone just as who they are, not under colonization, not under white supremacy or under white control, to say, if you want to be on a platform, you must behave like, is how we want you to be. It's about allowing people to be themselves.
On their own
terms. You cannot try and change each and every country to accustom to Western normalities. No, we all have to accept each other and respect each other and get to know one another. This is what is important. So, you know, these are Africans, these are Somalis, this one's practice this and practice this, because what is wrong to the Western culture might not be wrong to us, might be totally normal to us.
That's very true, because, I mean, they do know that they do operate in Africa, in South Africa,
exactly,
where, you know, there are lots of these cultural things that are happening. So,
They're staff are South African.
Exactly.
Their staff are not American.
Yeah, they can't just apply like a blanket policy.
Exactly.
There should be someone who's actually like from Facebook Africa or Google Africa, who's actually going in to find out what changes they can do to the policies. So yeah.
And it is interesting, because I had a chat to a red-blooded, very normal, happens to be black male in our team, and I said to him, is it a sexual thing to see young maidens shirtless? And he said, not in that context.
In that context,
because culturally,
exactly,
this is, it's different. You don't perceive it.
Okay.
So it is interesting how we come with our different
views. Western culture doesn't understand that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly what I'm saying.
But remember as well, colonization in education was to make us feel less about ourselves, you know, not to accept ourselves. When they came, they did not see Africans. They saw what they were not, and they saw people who were naked, people walked around without wearing clothes, but these people were free. These people did not sexualize anything. You see, I grew up drinking milk from my mother's breasts.
Yeah.
Yes.
So breasts to me, they've always been for nurturing a child. They've never been anyhow sexual. I grew up swimming in the rivers with girls and with my sisters. We never looked at anything sexual. I only started learning sexual things when I moved into Europe, when I moved into the Western culture, that these are breasts or these are this. Now the woman has to have a certain size of a bum. She has to have a certain light skin color.
Sexy.
You see, this is all the ills of Western culture, which comes and contaminates the malice of our societies. So this is why the cultural people were saying no more to that, and we have to try and reclaim our identity, reclaim truly who we are, in trying to relearn our ways of living, because those ways worked. We have improved, but improvement does not mean we must desert who we are. We must actually now and say, well, no, we have developed into the Western culture, so now we're going to follow whiteness. We never can adopt to whiteness. We have to adopt to truly who we are as Africans and respect that.
Exactly. And people need to be accepted on their own terms. Lazi Dlamini, thank you so much for sharing your opinion, for speaking to us, for shedding some light on this. And be very interesting. Please keep in touch with us and let us know where this goes. And if we can help you in any way, we're happy to do it. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your time.